What's up, everybody? Dre Peo here on behalf of the Greater Hamilton Musician. Excited to have two very talented artists on the line, Tiger Rose and Ricky Bloom of the Canadian pop duo Tiger and Bloom. How are you guys doing today?
Good.
Awesome to have you both. So just off the top, whoever's ready to answer, go ahead. First off, I really love the balance between you two. I'm a big fan of artists like The XX and O Wonder, and you guys kind of give me that kind of vibe. So I'm just curious how do you guys vibe out when writing a song, especially coming from different backgrounds? What's an average writing session like when you two are together, and how do you settle any disagreements, if there are any?
Yeah.
good question.
Yeah, well, I think definitely comes, there's all different kind of ways we go about it. Sometimes we'll start with, you know, we already have an idea and we kind of just run with that idea. Sometimes we're starting from scratch. Totally different ways that we go about it. And then I think the beauty of, you know, our music is that we come from two different kind of styles. So, you know, I'm more kind of pop, kind of jazz. Jay is more rock, and somehow they kind of come together. I don't know how, but kind of come together, and it really kind of creates this whole Tiger and Bloom sound. Jenny,
yeah.
Want to add to that?
Yeah, and I think first and foremost, you know, we approach everything from a very songwriter-driven perspective. You know, we are fans of good songwriting, and that transcends genres. Our influences transcend genres and multiple decades. And my influences are, you know, when Heather and I started working together, probably bands and records that she's never even heard of, and maybe even before her time, because of the age gap. And I think the beauty of us working together is we inspire each other and we push each other out of our comfort zones, which is really a positive, beautiful, artistic thing.
That's awesome. Yeah, man. Like with you were doing the YouTube cover thing in the past. And I just wanted to know, was the transition into more electric music something you always envisioned, or like kind of how did the YouTube acoustic thing shape you as an artist?
Yeah, well, I definitely never envisioned myself being part of a pop duo with a guy with tattoos and rock music and this crazy eccentric kind of guy. Never expected to kind of jump into that. It honestly just happened so naturally. We kind of knew each other here and there through the music business, and just on Facebook and whatnot. And Jay just shot me a message and we got together and just started writing. And even just in the first initial writing session, like I've never been able to write with another artist like that. It's never been so easy, which is surprising again, because we come from two such different backgrounds. So definitely something I didn't expect. I was not as open to it at first, just about the duo kind of idea, but after I saw, you know, what we were writing, just the relationship that was forming and the friendship, it felt natural and it felt right. And here we are today, together.
Yeah, and just to add, you know, I think one thing that really lends itself to our process is the trust that we have in each other and the trust that we have in each other's abilities as individual artists. Heather inspires me, and I would like to think that I inspire her. And, you know, every writing session, there's just such an excitement in the room where, you know, we're motivated and we're inspired by each other. And that trust building in the early process of Tiger and Bloom really allowed for us to challenge each other without having ego being the driving force, and really the thing that would challenge and push the music forward would be our own drive to pursue greatness. It was never a my way or my idea versus your idea. or my lyrics versus your lyrics. We would both be coming from a very honest place where our inspiration to challenge each other was really coming to push the music forward, not to just have our idea the idea.
Exactly.
If that makes sense.
And I think we were both just at, you know, a place where we just wanted something new. Like, we were both kind of pursuing our own music careers on our own. But we were both just at a place where we wanted something different, and we were just, you know, excited to explore and try different things. I know for myself, you know, writing by yourself is one thing, but to have someone else in the room and hear these completely different ideas, these Depeche Mode and excess kind of melodies, and I'm like, hold on a second, like, this is a little tough, that's like compared to what I'm used to. But yeah, just going back to how we just challenge each other and aren't afraid to try different things, definitely shaped kind of our sound. So
I think you know, just to add one last thing, I think we both came to a very mature spot where I think all artists come to, where there's that fork in the road where, you know, you put so much expectations on what your, you know, what your art should be and what it should deliver and what, you know, it should connect with. And you start to lose sight of art just being art. And we really came to a spot where Tiger and Bloom was the point in which we both fell in love with just purely writing music again, just for the joy of writing music. And we really approached it from that perspective where we both really just wanted to love what we were doing. We wanted to love the process, and we really wanted to enjoy that journey of writing and creating together without a lot of pressure and expectations of what the output should deliver on.
Yeah, well, it totally works for you guys. Honestly, I don't think that there's one specific genre that I could say, hey, this is exactly what Tiger and Bloom is all about, but that's the great thing about it. I want to know about, I mean, I really like the EP. The EP is great. And I wanted to know specifically about the song She's Electric, because for me, that was my favorite out of the five. Could you tell me a bit about, like, just how did you guys come about making it? And I don't know, it was very catchy, so it really stuck out to me.
Yeah, it's a really funny funny song. And I find that with a lot of our songs, the starting point of inspiration is often nowhere near where we land in the final. And that's probably the same situation for most songwriting or any artistic creation, where it goes through so many varying iterations to get to the final place. I clearly remember writing lyrics on a plane, and I actually sent Heather a photo after the song was written. I found an old photo, and on a notepad while on a plane, I had in front of me the title She's Electric, and I had lyrics that were very much descriptive of an ex of mine, and the wild, intense, toxic relationship that we had at that time. And it was very much a slow, ballady type, very provocative, in excessy 80s type vibe. And then when I brought it to the table, this was a song, or not even a song, this was more or less just a chorus idea that I had on the table, and I was unsure if it was any good or not. And, you know, I think Heather connected with it, and she had a great idea to double time the speed of it to really bring life into it, and totally came at it with a fresh, totally new perspective. And it really, that change kind of jump-started this old idea and gave us a lot of great inspiration to write a whole new song around this, you know, this old idea that was on the back burner for probably a couple of years.
Well, even before it kind of turned into the whole like dance theme, I remember I think I meshed it with one of my own songs. We had a verse and a pre-chorus from a song that I wrote, because I loved the chorus. It was like, awesome, like, what, how can I work with this? So I meshed it with one of my own songs, and it was just like One Republic kind of vibe, like very, it's a hard-hitting beat, like very straightforward. And then we were working on it. We kind of left it alone for a little bit and then came back to it. And then I listened to, we listened to the Rihanna track. What was it called? The one she just came out with the DJ. Anyways, we listened to that one and it kind of gave us a whole new vibe of how we wanted to go about it. So then we went into the whole dance vibe. So went through a bunch of different iterations, but we finally kind of got it to where it is. So, yeah.
And then that song is a perfect example of our workflow and our writing process, where either one of us can come up with, like, you know, this little seed of an idea, and the other one takes it and runs with it and brings it to a spot where neither one of us could have got to on our own. And our music is very much that dynamic, where one of us will bring an idea to the table. And based on our own creative limitations, we may hit a roadblock, or we may be, you know, creating in a box, or you know, following our own kind of rituals or formulas. And then the other person takes us out of that comfort zone and takes it on a different journey, and it comes something bigger. And it's very much like an exponent factor. There's this explosion of creative energy that really takes off, where, you know, either one of us creating on our own may hit a dead end or a brick wall and you know, fall into a trap of just going into our own ways.
Now, with the different varieties of creativity happening with the EP Hearts on Fire, what kind of a role did, I know you guys worked with Grammy Award-winning producer Brian West and producer Brian Howes, How did that come together, and what kind of a role did they play in making the final product what it is?
Yeah, I can just high level, you know, there was also another producer that was involved in the EP. His name is Kevin Beats. He's a long time, very, very close friend of ours. We grew up together. He's been a very close friend and collaborator of mine personally for over a decade. And we met at Metalwork Studio 10 years ago. And, you know, so some of the songs, the song Weightless on the EP was produced, in Los Angeles by Brian Howes, who we originally worked with. And then we ended up doing Monster and Passion as the second and third song with Brian West, who Brian West and Brian Howes are both originally Canadian natives that have since relocated to Los Angeles. So both producers have been on my radar for quite some time, and I built a relationship with both of those producers probably over the last 6-7 years. And to be quite honest, with my own artistic, you know, journey, prior to now, you know, they didn't feel like they had enough to work with. And, you know, when I was working with previous bands, they were very aware, but, you know, they didn't think that the content was strong enough to have an interest to be involved. And then when Tiger and Bloom kind of started and we started writing together, the songwriting was just at such a heightened level versus what we were doing on our own prior. And there was an immediate interest in working with these songs. And then we ended up doing Hearts on Fire and She's Electric totally independently with Kevin Dietz, our close friend, and myself and Heather. And, you know, we did a lot of the upfront writing in Los Angeles, kind of getting together the skeleton of the songs, all the meat and potatoes, and then coming back to Toronto and fleshing out all the details.
For this next question, I want to get a good understanding from both of you. Lastly, I love to always ask the person I'm speaking with their definition of success, because I find it's such a subjective thing, and everyone has their different emotions and the different things that they would need in order for them to be successful. So I'm curious what success means to you guys.
Yeah. For me, it means a couple things. But first and foremost, I think it's just being happy and being fulfilled with what you're doing every day. A lot of people get bogged down by their jobs and they're not happy with it and they're constantly searching for something. But when you kind of finally, when you finally find what gives you that passion and gives you that energy and that happiness, I think that's when you really kind of made it successful in your own life. I know it's this music thing. Success isn't a monetary thing. It's not a fame thing whatsoever. I think both of us have kind of already reached a point of success because we've found something that we're passionate about and something that inspires us, encourages us to work harder and just to, I don't know. I think it comes down to happiness and being happy with where you are and just constantly being inspired every day.
Yeah, exactly. I totally agree with Heather. You know, happiness to me is the most important thing. And I can with confidence say that after struggling it out in the trenches of the music industry for over a decade, at this moment in my career and in my life personally, I'm the most happy. I'm by far the happiest I've ever been in my life in all areas, across all aspects of my life. Music being one of the biggest drivers of that happiness, but just being very being very confident in the path and the journey where we're headed. And you know, not only you know, is happiness the most important thing, it's being able to do what you love but sharing that with people you love. And I feel like Tiger and Bloom is very blessed, even in these early stages of this group, to have so much support and backing from so many friends, so many family members, and so many highly regarded, respectful music professionals within the business. You know, we get so much support and encouragement from some huge name producers that have worked on, you know, some of our favorite childhood records. You know, we've been able to collaborate in studios with people that have worked with some of our favorite bands that are just as excited to work with us and work on our songs as we are to work with them. And to me, that is a blessing, and that is so inspiring. And really, you know, and like I said, you know, our close friend Kevin Beats, to be able to travel together with Tiger and Bloom, and to be able to record and travel and go through Los Angeles with your best friends and write music, it's that already to me is success. We're living success because we are having a blast, we are laughing, we're not working. We love every second of it.
I think you nailed it, Jay. Yeah, I feel the exact same way with that. Just hanging out with Kevin and Jay and working and grinding it out, it honestly does not feel like work. We're constantly laughing, we're inspiring each other, we're allowing each other to grow and to learn. I think that we are living success because we're happy. I think you nailed it.
Tiger and Bloom, I wish you guys the best. Thank you for speaking with me, and thank you for your time. Listeners, for more details, please check out tigerandbloom.com. You can find this interview, hamiltonmusician.com. And for more info on myself, you can visit drapalemusic.com. Tiger and Bloom, wishing you guys lots of success in the future.
Thanks so much.
Thanks so much for your time.
Much love, guys.